Recording.
No,
okay.
Michelle.
Okay. Welcome again to Postmodern Cowboys. We're pressed for time. Michelle, can you explain why?
I'm about to go on my date, and these guys decide to follow me.
So stay tuned for the rest. So, hello once again. I am now leaving my apartment, and I am going to be joining Matt and Anthony in observing Michelle's date with the person that she was talking about before.
We want to explain it so no one gets confused what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
What is it?
We're explaining.
Oh,
can you explain?
So we're trying to follow Michelle on her date, which we won't say what his name is. So we'll still call him Julio Postulio. I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
And just to have a cover, this top podcast will also be about first dates. So
that's true.
That's very true.
So I would like to say this is probably the most unusual first date context that I've ever seen. Doing it for a podcast.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward to walk down the sidewalk past, people while, talking into a sound recorder with two people right next to you. You're all moving in the same direction.
This is kind of just another Tuesday for me, so.
it is Berkeley. I'm pretty sure three guys talking to a microphone isn't the craziest
thing. Isn't the strangest thing that we've seen.
I'm actually kind of worried that we've lost them.
Sorry.
Don't say that to the podcast.
Yeah, that was probably a bad thing to say to the podcast. But yeah, I've lost my line of sight. I don't know if we should speed up or not.
Well, I can give you an update on the situation right now. It smells like weed. Welcome to Berkeley.
Welcome to Berkeley.
Yes.
I'm sorry if my voice is switching from side to side, but I'm in the middle. I'm just calling attention to the medium in a very postmodern way. Self-reflexivity. Take a class on it.
This is actually the most postmodern podcast we've done so far.
Sure, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
It's also boring on illegal. I don't know about... So
as our law correspondent, yes. Anthony, can you confirm that we are in the clear? And
well, this could qualify as stalking, but...
But she knows.
That's
it's not.
True, but he doesn't. So
he doesn't.
An overzealous DA could charge.
And we're not having any personal information disclosed about him.
Yeah,
that would be
that's
inappropriate.
True.
I don't even know his full name.
I do. Confidentiality.
Okay. Wait.
All right. So if they were smart, they would have gone through the campus because the campus offered. It's a little darker. It's a little quieter. It's a little more intimate. So if he's smart, he would take it through the campus.
There is also a basketball game today, so I don't know if any of that traffic will be impeding on their route.
Maybe. Probably.
I feel like an NFL commentator. Just
where is Jupiter?
Jupiter. The restaurant in question is Jupiter, located.
I was supposed to say that.
I think
it's
that's
in
fine.
Downtown Berkeley. It's actually a pretty good choice for a first date. So props to Julio Postulio.
To Julio Postulio.
Oh, we're passing Chipotle, which became a
topic of the last podcast. I waited. I think if you added up all the hours I've spent in that line, you could
get a degree at Berkeley.
You could get a degree at Berkeley. No, well, you could raise a small child. Okay, so one of the troubles of going through campus is that there's not that many lights. When we left the apartment, Michelle was, in fact, wearing dark attire. So I'm not sure if we'll be able to spot her or if we've... accidentally pass her and she hears us talking about this.
I wonder if it'd be like inappropriate for you to like text Michelle.
No, that's too obvious.
That's too obvious.
Yeah. What if he reads it?
He's not gonna. How is he gonna read it?
I have good eyes.
Says the guy with the thickest glasses in the group.
I figure while we're walking over there, we could just start talking about first dates in general.
We could do that, I guess. Yeah. Do you want to go, Brian?
First date.
Yeah, we could go to each of our first dates. Or at least what we consider, because I technically went on two first dates. So.
I think I have two. The problem with mine is just that I'm not sure that she thought it was a date.
That, exactly. That's actually my first date.
That's the biggest problem I've had with dates so far. We are passing Sather Gate, for those of you in the know.
This could turn into like a Walking Tour of Berkeley podcast, too.
Yeah. And we're...
Then I only go on about geology, because I'm a geology major. We're right next to Strawberry Creek, which should flood tonight, depending on the amount of rainfall we get tonight. Which is good, because we're in a drought.
That's true, we are in a drought.
So, we're talking about first dates, right?
Okay, yeah. Matt, do you want to kick us off?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, which first date do you want to hear? This should just be the Matt podcast. Or,
It's not. Just pick one that's suitable for the medium.
But let's be real. Everyone just wants to hear you.
Well, I mean,
shout out to Canada.
I went on a first date, I think, in 10th grade, which I thought was a date, but it wasn't. So then my first date, that was an official one, was in 11th grade. And it was with two different girls. So the first girl was, they were both a grade above me. But in 10th grade, we went to see the movies. And
which
it was,
movie? All of them?
So I have a habit of, like, picking bad date movies. So
I do,
watched,
too.
We watched Something Borrowed.
I am familiar with that.
I think one of my first dates, actually with a girl, I think it was Pirates of the Caribbean 3. It's not a good movie. There are no kissable moments in that movie. You know, there are no, just don't exist.
I don't know, Davy Jones, it's like you compare yourself to him, and then she's like, I guess, you know, I can kiss.
You know, it really sets the bar lower than they initially placed it. Mm. I think. I remember in freshman year, I was in a house. I stayed in a house with just other people who rented rooms in that house. And one of my housemates, she was the only other freshman in the house.
Yeah.
She just asked if she'd like to watch, or if I'd like to watch a movie with her. And.
Wait, that was a date?
I guess so. And
is that
it wasn't like going out to the movies. It's like pick a movie on your laptop and let's watch it. And I panicked, so I just picked Zoolander. And yeah, that was. I enjoyed. Actually, I was kind of stressed. Like, is this her kind of thing?
Huh. Wait, you said this was your housemate?
Yes.
So, like, when you picked her up, you literally just went up like the floor.
Yeah.
Well, how was your first date then? Well, that's not your first date. That's just a first date.
Well, my very first.
I thought that's what we were talking
about.
I'm
not sure.
No, we're just on our first dates.
Oh, then I have a ton of first dates. I still have. My first date's just. Actually,
is that
that's
something you want to have? Do you want to have a ton of first dates?
Well, no. I'd ideally at least like a second date. That was really truthful.
Let's see if she texted back. Nope. They must be having a conversation. Okay,
she's
so
like, shut up.
When we get to the...
Yeah, we should stop recording.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll record the rest later.
Okay,
we need to save some time for...
We'll be back.
Interesting.
Okay.
If you look at pins, I don't know if it's your role.
He's wearing a hoodie, though. Like, I don't know. Okay, all right. Want me to introduce what's going on?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so
we walk here to the restaurant.
Yeah, so we followed Michelle and Julio Pochettino. Oh, is that going to be a problem?
What?
The van?
It's not copyright.
I hear it. No,
it's too far. Okay. So we're sitting at a table that's about 20 feet away from them, and I have a direct line of sight to Julio Pochettino, which is, of course, a pseudonym. But he's very handsome. He's a very handsome guy. He is wearing a hoodie though, and underneath that, I'm pretty sure he's wearing a t-shirt. So I don't know how they have a table right next to the band. Great location. He's getting up. He's coming here.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Okay,
just keep talking.
Okay, he's actually is coming here. He's talking to someone.
Oh.
Don't worry. He's talking to a waitress.
Oh my goodness.
This is normal. Guys, calm down.
He has very nice shoes.
No one's staring.
He has very nice shoes.
I'm sitting.
He's a very, very attractive man.
Okay, Anthony, let's tone it down.
Oh, shut up. You talk about, like, freaking...
Yeah.
Double standard, man.
I
called you up.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, my heart was pounding when you're singing as well, because I'm sitting with my back.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm just like...
This is postmodern.
Well, if you think about it, we have nothing to lose, okay? We have nothing to lose.
That's true. He has more to lose.
He does have a lot more to lose than we do.
Well, Let's give him some privacy. Some exposure.
I mean, look, it's a huge space. There's tons of people.
We're not judging him.
Well, I am, and I'm judging him favorably, so, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen the guy. I'm blind. I wear glasses.
So,
should I walk up as if to record the band?
No.
No, okay. That's just an idea.
That's a bad idea.
That's a bad idea, yeah.
It's a good idea, just I don't think you thought about that clearly.
To record the band.
So, because all you will do is record the band, you won't record them.
And then just, I mean, I'll be talking.
That's true.
I'm still scared.
No, it's fine. He sat back down. Now, Michelle seems to be pretty... I can't really see Michelle, but...
She's sexist. This is what she said.
Okay, when's Michelle the sexist?
Yeah, see me? Question mark.
Oh, yeah, we see
you. Ho. And I replied, we see him, but not you. Dot. Yet. She replied, ha. Okay, stop texting me.
All right, so this is unprecedented. See, I don't want our listeners to judge us, so I just thought of that right now.
I actually haven't thought about this. I was just really hungry because I haven't had lunch yet today, and I thought dinner actually sounded like a really nice place to eat. But now we're not eating here.
No, we're not. We can't. Well, we can't because we sat on a drink-only table. Now I wonder what's going on in his mind. Like, in his mind, does he think this is serious? Like, I mean, he picked a pretty hip place. He picked a pretty hip location in the pretty hip place. Like, well, he is wearing a hoodie, but that might be like... It is a good hoodie. It's a black hoodie.
From my perspective, if I'm on a first date, the only thing that's on my mind is how affordable it is. Okay.
Well, if it's on his mind, then he can afford it because he brought her here. So there. Actually, I would just like to point out that all of our coats right now are a lot better than his coat. So I'm just saying.
Ryan, you're an expensive date.
No, this is for the podcast.
This isn't even my date.
I know, we're all crashing the date.
We're all, yeah.
So in a way, we're all going out with him today, which I think is nice.
I haven't been out in a while. This is going to be the latest date I've been on. I'm not even on it. Can we, like, talk about something and while we're talking about
okay.
it?
Okay, you want to talk? What do you want to talk about?
I want to have a first date.
Okay. What's one of your first date memories, stories? Ones you tell people?
Well, I tell you all the funny ones. Like, told you the one where I brought a camera because I thought it'd be sweet.
To a hockey game?
Yeah, so I went to my first hockey game because I suggested hockey.
How old were you?
This was while I was at community college, while I was getting back. I was getting healthy.
Oh.
Yeah, I was sick for a semester. Yeah, so.
So you were a freshman? You were.
Oh, yeah, it was a freshman, but I didn't know anyone because I was back at home for spring, but, there was a girl in my math class, and I asked her to go to a hockey game with me on Pi Day, March 14th. And, I don't know, we saw a hockey game, and I don't think she knew it was a date, which is, like, the weirdest thing. When you ask her out on a date the month before. But then, she told me she didn't...
You asked her a month in advance?
I asked her if she was free a month ago, and then she said no, and then I asked her again a month later, and she said, and we can go see the hockey game. And I was pretty sure she knew that it was a date. But, yeah, I brought a camera on the first date because I thought it was going to be something special or something. I was wrong, but don't bring a camera, that's just weird. It wasn't even like an iPhone, it was like a 12 megapixel camera, and I like pulled it out at the worst
moment. You had an iPhone.
I brought my iPhone too. I just thought a nicer camera would have been.
So Matt, wait, hold on, let me get this.
Yes, I brought a camera just to take a picture.
With
for the
her.
First date. Yes.
And what would you have done with said picture?
I wouldn't have done anything with it. I just thought it would have been a nice memory to have. If things went well. Which is, kind of gives you an idea of like the type of person. Or not the type of person, just like what I was thinking at the time. Which is, I have really bad experience with this stuff. So.
Are we going to grab that table? We are?
Hold on, we're going to change locations real quick.
Perfect. This is the perfect table.
Fantastic. Unprecedented. This is journalism.
I have a feeling that their prime location is actually going to hinder some conversation because the band is right next to them, and like I can hear you, but it's a little muffled, and we're kind of far away from the band, and they're really close to it.
Right.
I think that's why he got up and and ask for it. Yeah. But it was unsuccessful.
I wonder how much her waiter is, like, judging us. Not judging, but...
This is Berkeley.
This is Berkeley.
No one cares. There's too many people here.
I'm going to just turn it off.
Okay.